Hello and welcome to Hashtag No Teacher Journey. I had the opportunity to record with Denise Furlong. She is an amazing educator. She is a multilingual learner, teacher, and coach, and the author of Voices of Newcomers, and she's from New Jersey. Her Twitter handle is @Denise_Furlong, which is spelled Furlong, and she's an amazing educator. I hope you enjoy this podcast.
So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Denise, and I am a teacher of English language learners in New Jersey. I work primarily with newcomers and SIFE. Newcomers are students who are recently who have recently arrived into our country. And SIFE or SIFE are students with limited or interrupted formal education. I also coach teachers who work with these students, and I've been doing that for a very long time. And I also work a lot with novice teachers, both in our district and at some of the local colleges.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Well, we've certainly been seeing a lot of that, especially lately. with the hybrid and the virtual and moving back towards in-person. And I really have been trying to reflect lately on the good times, you know, rather than kind of like concentrating on the struggles. So I've been pulling my students virtually in small groups, and I've really been finding that we've been having these connections that we've never been able to really have before. We've been focusing a lot on social and emotional health and asking about each other's families and stuff like that. And many of my students in particular, those of them who have recently come to this country, really need that connection. And they're kind of using that connection, and it's kind of helping them flourish academically and with their language as well.
That's great. So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So when I was thinking about doing this podcast, I was thinking back to my first couple months teaching all those years ago. And I was thinking of a story that I usually tell to my mentees. So when I was a first year teacher, I was teaching in a high school, and I was hired mid-year to replace a teacher who had slapped a child, and her classes were so horribly misbehaved, and, she kind of just snapped. So I was straight out of college, and I really wasn't much older than these students, and, they kind of made it their mission to either make me cry or make me, and they told me that several times to my face. So needless to say, I was not going to do either. So I tried everything. I tried swishing their desks around. I tried quizzes every day. I tried office referrals. I tried calling home. And then one day I overheard one of the kids, and her name was Michelle, and she was the ringleader. You know, she previously had been suspended several times for all of the names. She called me in front of each class, and she was talking to her friends on how she was going to do something with her family, and she was going to receive her confirmation that weekend. Now, I didn't say anything at the time, but I asked her about it the next week. Oh, Michelle, how'd it go? Did you, was it nice, or did you have a good time? And it shocked her speechless. And she had been awful to me, and I still was trying to ask her about something in her life. So what I learned as a teacher was that things turned around after that. When you get the ringleader on your side if you're having these kinds of behavior problems that even predated when I was in the room, things get better. And once kids know that you care about them more than what you're putting in the grade book, even these high schoolers, they'll get on your side. And that's something like I kind of carry with me, like to this day, that you making those connections, everything else falls into place. The academics, the social emotional, and those, you know, those moments that you share.
Yeah, I completely agree, because I think for especially making those connections, especially now during, you know, we're still remote at our school, and, you know, I found that even via Zoom, if I take the time to connect with a student in a breakout room or via chat or just talking to them, they open up and they start turning on their camera and they start wanting to have the conversation with me versus if I just, you know, focus on teaching math. Sometimes it's hard to find the time, but it's so important to have those one-on-one conversations and really get to know your students, because that makes such a huge difference. So I love what you said.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I'm finding the same thing. Like, it's almost like I found like it's easier virtually. You know what? Let me hop in a breakout room with you and talk to you. You have something you have to share with me. And, you know, I think that those are some things that were like lessons that we're taking with us from this, you know, difficult time.
Yeah, absolutely. So you kind of went like into this discussion already, but what is one piece of advice you could give to any new teacher?
So, you know, couple things. Like, you know, as a new teacher, sometimes you don't want to, you know, rock the boat, or you don't want to even like bring attention to things that you're not sure of. But my best advice is to communicate, you know, to speak up and to share your concerns. And, you know, you don't have to like fix everything at once, but to say, you know what, I've been learning about something and I think I'm struggling with it. Can you help? Now, do you guys have like formal mentors that are assigned to new teachers?
Can you repeat your question?
Do you guys have formal mentors that are assigned to new teachers?
I do, yes.
So we have that as well in New Jersey, who are very important people. But I think the people that are almost just as important are the informal mentors. The people that are not like necessarily assigned to you, but like you, maybe you have something in common. Maybe you teach the same content. Maybe you're the same age. You know, like I think about those teachers that I taught with when I was a first year teacher, second year teacher, and we hung out and we went to happy hour and we just kind of talked teacher talk every Friday. Some of those people are still in my life now. So you make those connections. And you know, we have this social media, like through Twitter and Instagram and stuff, where you really can make a nice support system for yourself. I think that support system is probably the most important thing to keeping you in the game.
Yeah, and I love that, especially that support system. I think Twitter and, you know, having those different outlets makes such a difference when you're new, because if you can't find that community within your school building or you don't know who to turn to, you know, having your PLN on social media can always, you know, give you sound advice or help you out of situations. And I think that's critical when you're starting out.
Yeah. And I found as well, like, especially if you teach like I do, like if you're an ESL teacher or like a special ed teacher or a world language teacher, if you're one of those people that there might not be many of you in the school or in your grade level, and it's especially nice to connect with people that are in your content area or your specialty.
Yeah, I agree. Especially like for me when I was starting out, you know, just even having math teachers on Twitter and people that I connect with that give you ideas for lessons or feedback on how things should go, it helps because it gives you that, you know, that voice, and it gives you, of course, that connection with others, you know, that are not in your building or in your state that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Sure, sure.
So how can people get in contact with you?
I am on Twitter. I have been actually learning a ton on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @Denise_Furlong. I have a book in the works through Edumatch Publishing, and I've been doing a lot like with that kind of stuff. And I'm also on Instagram at Denise Furlong.
Perfect. Thank you. So I'm going to make sure to, when I put this podcast out, to share that information with people who listen to podcast, or of course are on Twitter. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being so kind and so patient with me.